And we're doing good. Bruce James is here.
Good morning.
And we got Scott
morning,
and Cindy Lucas here.
Morning,
great
Bruce.
To have you guys here this morning.
Thank you.
And now, without further ado, we got to go to the man, John Daly, who's been everywhere, it seems like, in the last few weeks. Good morning, JD.
What's up, guys?
Josh, I mean, before we do anything, JD, we got to ask about your home and teammates. So give us a scoop. What happened? Was this whose house was it? How long have you been there? And tell us the what ended up happening with the storm.
Well, Anna's mom's house is pretty much destroyed. Chrissy's is pretty much destroyed. Everything in our house is, we just had to take it out. So we're lucky we just got to redo the floors and some of the walls and stuff, but all the new furniture and all the new appliances I bought are gone. So we've been waiting 2 years to get in it. we're not as bad as some people, man. It's bad. It's the worst that I've ever seen. And, you know, the 12 years I've been living down there, it's sad. I feel for everybody. But, you know, materialistic things are tough, I know. But, you know, there could have been a lot more people probably would have died if the responders and everything weren't as good. And Florida's always ready for it, you know. It's
Where's
just sad, guys.
Yeah. Well.
Tarpon, Clearwater, Tampa. I mean, it's just all over. I mean, you know, Atlanta
no,
got
I
to get hard.
Hat, okay. I mean, the home.
Well, mine's in Clearwater.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. And we're right on the goal.
JD, and if you could pot up Josh, pot up JD's fine, but pot up Justin if you can. Right. Yeah, JD, I think what is happening now is even crazier, Bruce. You know, we grew up on the Gulf Coast, and that storm is affecting people in the Carolinas more than it does those on the coast.
Yeah,
it's sort of weird the way hurricanes can work that way.
Well, John, this is Bruce James. I'm going to tell you that I know what you're going through. I lost my entire house and everything in Katrina down on the beach, so I know how you feel.
Yeah, it's brutal, man. I just feel for everybody. It's just,
sure.
You know.
Well, the other thing, John, is
what we get.
Yeah, go. Yeah. That's right. That's part of it. Now, John, we saw the picture. Roger had some funny. It's not your accumulation of the kind of people you see in a suite together. You've right. got former President Trump. You got John Daly, you can't miss that beard. You got Kid Rock. You got Tommy Tuberville. You got who else was there? It was I think Herschel Walker, Hank Williams Jr. So what we had Greg McElroy yesterday, JD at the Touchdown Club, and he said the funniest thing about that group, he said that you, Kid Rock, and Hank Jr. were going suite to suite, stepping in and maybe saying hello, getting a drink here or there. Is that right? Is that an accurate description of what happened there at the game?
Well, we just kind of ended up, we had to go all the way around the stadium to see Daddy Trump. And it was a long walk. We just went to that one, and we went back to the other suite that was really nice that the couple let us stay in. It was beautiful. I mean, I tell you what, man, I haven't been to a game in a while on the sideline, but Alabama's faster than my damn divorces, y'all.
It was an impressive game. That's you can't see a much better second half than you saw in that game, and I imagine the atmosphere was amazing.
It was. I mean, you know, the SEC is just so good. They're so fast. You know, and after having to be there and watch that, I watch Green fumble again. We could have beat A&M. That really ticked me off. God almighty. We should have won that game without A&M.
The thing we found out today, Justin, too, and JD, that Taylor Green is the second most harassed quarterback in college football. The only one that's been harassed more times, under duress, I think 80 times for Taylor Green and 81 for Shedeur Sanders in Colorado. So we got a problem in protecting him, and I'm not sure that we can do a whole lot. You know, Patricia's going to have to come up with some creative ways to protect, and maybe some ways just to because obviously people have seen what's happened the last couple of games, right, Bruce? And,
right.
And so now you're going to face a really a good Tennessee defensive line as well.
Well, all the most of the teams we're going to be playing the rest of the season have great talent, and they're going to shut down the outside and force him back inside, that kind of thing. So, yeah, it's going to get tougher game by game. You're going to be looking at people that are going to bring the front four every down and try to, you know, they want him to run.
Right. Well, JD, I do want to thank Genesis of Conway, Chris and Nina, and Central Arkansas Truck and Trailer, David Dunn, for sponsoring John Daly. John, you know, obviously special things can happen in Fayetteville, especially against Tennessee. This is the 25th anniversary of the Redemption Game. As a matter of fact, Cox Plus has really got a cool documentary coming out tomorrow night on how we obviously lost to Tennessee in 98, go back to Fayetteville, and beat them by the exact same score. So you've got Kirk Kerbstreet, you got Chris Fowler, Holly Rowe, you got the top crew in college football. You got a premier national audience. I mean, this is not ESPN, this is ABC. So if you're not motivated to play the best game of your life, I think something's wrong.
Definitely.
So never know. I know we're, according to Oklahoma Sports App, we're 13.5 point underdogs. But John and JM, I mean, I still think, I know they're the better team, but I still think we've got a chance in this game. Stranger things have happened.
Well, and you know, the week off you don't like.
I don't like it. Yeah.
I hated it.
Yeah.
You lose your rhythm.
That's right.
You get out of everything that's normal. They got to do it, whether or not it affects them or not. But when you said that at Touchdown Club, totally agree with you.
Yeah. I certainly said
that
way.
The other part's 58.5 points is the over-under. I hate that. I get worried about us. I mean, will we score at home?
JD, we got to pat our man JM on the back. So Thursday night, Justin is doing a concert at the Amp, and he is giving all the proceeds from his ticket sales and all the merchandise to Arkansas Edge, the NIL, JD. So got to give our props to Justin.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, that's
Thanks.
Awesome, Justin, man. That's great. You know, we've got a great football team. If we could just not turn the damn thing over, we should be, what, 4-0, 5-0 right now? If we don't turn it over to Oklahoma State, turn it over. I mean, our defense has played great. I mean, we're scoring points. We're a good football team. We just got to quit turning the damn ball over.
Well, I will say this. There's no question about that. You can't have 10 penalties. Five of them offsides on the offense in the second half. You can't have 10 tackles for losses behind the line of scrimmage. You can't have 3 sacks. You can't have 8 quarterback hurries. All those things add up. But he's right. Defense has played salty. You know, they give up a 5-yard, you know, basically touchdown drive, and then they give up that 170. So their
effort is there.
Yeah,
the
effort is there. And, you know, again, I think we were saying earlier, guys, at the beginning of the year, if you just said we'd be 3-2, and we split games, split wins with Auburn and A&M, I'd have been okay, because I knew that Oklahoma State was going to be a tough game, and I knew that if we could get one of those two road wins, it would be great. So you're 3-2, you're still sitting in a chance to maybe do some special things. Greg McElroy said yesterday, he said Arkansas is going to upset somebody in this 4-5 game run that you're not expecting. So maybe that will start.
Well,
this
we were
weekend.
Hoping to split September.
So, that's right. Yeah. JM, will you agree with that?
Yeah, I think the way that we've lost is disappointing, because like JD kind of pointed out, I mean, you really had opportunities. I'm not going to say we should have won either of the games we lost, but you certainly could have, or at least split them. And the fact that you lose, you know, a big lead in the fourth quarter at Oklahoma State and just basically give it to them after outplaying them all day. And then the A&M game, to me, I mean, you guys are the professionals, but to me, it boils down to turnovers, penalties, and you got your ass whipped on the line of scrimmage. And that's disappointing to me.
Yeah,
I mean, you just got whooped.
Yeah, though I thought
that was well put about the whipping that happened on there. Yeah, our
same thing happened last year by the same defensive line.
Same defensive line did the same thing. The offensive line,
I just don't know, Bruce. I mean, is that something that can be fixed at this point, or you just got to be creative if you're the offensive play caller. I mean, it just seems like this many games into the season, like, what are you going to do? You're not going to make those guys that much better on the O-line. I mean, I don't think.
No. No. Excuse me. The talent, I mean, gets down man-on-man, and they were better man-on-man. And now what you got to do is try to get a little creative. But, I mean, everybody spotted that. I mean, you can bet that most of the teams that we're going to be playing, SEC teams we're going to be playing, they got D-lines that are better than our offensive line. Man-on-man, they're going to be better. And so now you got to get the ball out of there fast. You're going to have to do a lot of different things.
Yeah.
And when you got basically when you have a stunning team or somebody bringing everybody, you got to screen pass them. You got to slow the rush down or whatever. Yeah. Man on man talent wise, we don't have it versus them.
JD, one thing before we let you go, I know it sounds like you got responsibility there. Now people have seen you now, JD, at the Alabama game. So the question is, when are we going to see JD at an Arkansas game this year? What's your first game that you plan on being at?
I just got to figure it out. The schedule's still crazy, but I've got to get to it. I mean, I'd rather be in Hogland than Alabama, but, you got to promote. When Daddy Trump shows up, man, you got to be there when he wants you there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I don't know which I'd rather do. I think I'd rather go sweet to sweet with you, Hank Williams, and Kid Rock or walk around the stadium. Like, could you?
He hadn't been in Arkansas in so long.
I know he's been on the road a bunch. But
yeah, I'd love to have seen you with that group.
Yeah, it sounds like a joke, JD. John Daly, Hank Williams Jr., and Kid Rock walked into a bar.
Boom, well, yeah. Or when we were in school, one of these things does not go with the other.
we're sorry to hear about your house, John. And but like you said, all that stuff can be replaced. But glad you're okay, and Anna's okay too. So, get you some rest. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, I just pray for them all down there. It's bad, y'all. But love y'all. Go Hogs! And